Hello, I'm Lord Nation, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I am doing this audio in the office at my home in Plano, Texas. I've been in Plano since 1980, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Many heard my gospel in this city and throughout the United States and the world. And many thought or said they believed my gospel. Well, I will tell you, they may have believed, but they were brought in error by someone with an evil eye. May have been a man, may have been a woman. I don't know. We don't care. We're not respecter of gender. We are obedient servants of Jesus Christ. I have Kathy D. present with me, and I'm going to ask her to read several verses in Galatians chapter 1. Would you read the ones we've talked about?
Verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Do you see that, friends? You see that, friends? That you have been removed from the grace of one that called you unto another gospel. Does that say that?
Yes. It says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you under the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
That's what that says. Somebody removed you. Somebody removed you. Or you were removed. You thought you weren't, but you were. You can't deceive me, devil. I'm not blind. I believe the word of God. I believe it 100%. Where it's written. So, I've suffered great persecution by my friends. Friends that said they loved me, but they hated God, and they couldn't love me and hate God. They couldn't go from the gospel to the back to the law and say they loved me because they're cursed because of going back. I want you to read on there several verses. Right?
Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Right. Now let me tell you something. There was a charlatan that invaded my ministry. And he deceived people that knew better, that were taught better, but he had an evil eye. And I will show you that in a little bit, and how foolish you were, and how blind you were. Now, you became an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. You became an enemy of mine, and of Jesus, and of Jehovah. Would you read on?
Verse 9, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed.
Oh, yes. Well, let me tell you what this charlatan did. He brought in perverse spirits, and he talked about the law. He talked about the law of Moses and brought attention to certain people about certain scriptures of the Ten Commandments. Oh, this slick thing, he will bear his own burden and his deeds will be judged, or they've already been judged by the gospel of Jesus Christ that proceeds out of my mouth. This charlatan had my tapes, my gospel tapes, and he knew what they said. So he said, and suppose he said, that my gospel was a good word. Well, it certainly was. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. But that charlatan didn't stop there. He kept perverting the God, kept perverting the saints that walked with me, deceiving them, lying to them, and brought great damnation upon himself. How would he ever escape the damnation of hell? Only God knows. Would you proceed?
Verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Oh, is that right? Please men shall not be a servant of Christ. Would you go on, or are there more?
There's 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. 12. For I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All of you that have known me for years, and I've been in Plano since 1980, have known my doctrine, my manner of life, long-suffering, merciful, gracious, abundance of goodness and truth. You've known that about me. But somehow you decided to be led astray by an evil eye. Galatians 3:1. Would you read it?
Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you?
What's the next verse?
This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?
Oh, would you go on?
Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and are now made perfect by the flesh?
Oh, yeah. Would you go on?
For, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain?
Would you go on?
5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?
In other words, did he do it by thou shalt not, or the hearing of faith? Oh, you foolish people, you foolish water of my people, that were offended somehow and led astray by an evil eye, either in a man or a woman. Unreal. And you foolish things, you foolish water of my people, that What does that say, 3:1?
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?
O foolish water of life, who hath bewitched you? Come on. Oh, bewitched, if you look it up, study it, be led astray by an evil eye. Somebody, some eye with a twinkle in it. Some eye full of darkness. Full of darkness. Did you know what that darkness was in that evil eye? The devil. Did you know you loved the devil, you followed the devil? You hated God, hated the gospel, you followed the devil. You followed the devil. You believed the devil, and you did everything the devil suggested that you should do, believing that you need to do it. Oh my God, have mercy. Led astray by an evil eye. And guess what? That spirit that you were led astray by opposed me, wanted me dead, wanted to kill me. And you, joining with that spirit through your own lust, wanted to kill me as well. It didn't happen. Thank God it didn't happen. I'm still alive and well and walking forth with great joy, because I've overcome those of you that have troubled me. Back in Galatians 1, who hath troubled you? Well, the one that led you astray with an evil eye. You know why you saw the evil eye? Because you were someplace where the evil eye was available, not, and you were not where you should have been. You know, God is dealing with one of our blind people, male and female, doing what you want to do, doing your own thing, and believing or being led astray by an evil eye. God bless you. You laid upon me because you joined yourself with an evil eye, led astray by that witchcraft spirit. You laid much sin upon me and wanted to kill me, wanted to destroy me, but it were not possible that you could kill me. God opposed me. I don't know if we need to say anymore. Have you got anything to say?
No.
I do. I'm the sixth chapter of Galatians. You have it? Verse 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17, Paul writes about his letter.
Right. Verse 11. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand.
I mean, keep reading.
Okay. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. 16. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel God. 17. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
You know why Paul was troubled? Because someone, male or female, were led astray by a person with an evil eye. Yeah, and led them astray that they obey not the truth, the gospel, but they started coming under the law of the doctrines. Oh, do you think we're going to hell because we've committed a sin? Sin? No, not if you believe on Jesus. You're not going to hell. He'll take care of it. Well, what about if we've committed adultery? What's going to happen then? Then we get real nervous. You know why? You know why you got nervous? Because you go back under the Ten Commandments of the law. Well, had you committed adultery? Well, if you had, you departed from the gospel, went back under the law, and certainly you're judged under the law. And yes, you will be judged by not just thou shalt not commit adultery, but the whole law, all of the Ten Commandments. And yes, unless God has mercy and brings you out, you'll sure go to hell. I think I've said enough. I believe it's time to close this audio with the love of Christ in me that constrained me. God bless you, Noel Davidson from his office, Plano, Texas. Good day. See you later.